coming to you from our new home at DynastyLeagueFootball.com and a DLF family of podcasts. We are the Superflex Super Show. We talk QB values, Superflex strategies, evaluate and debate Superflex trades, plus our own twist on Superflex team management with exercises like Tinderflex, Super 6, and You Are Nuts. So when you're done with this awesome DLF podcast, find us on Twitter at Superflex Show and join us in the discussion of the fastest growing format in all of fantasy football, Superflex, on the Superflex Super Show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Dynasty Game Night. I am your host, Russ Fisher. Dynasty Game Night is a member of the DLF family of podcasts. We have a couple of DLFers here. So let's start with John Bush. Introduce yourself.
You went with the least DLFer of the whole group. Good job.
Start with the worst and build up to the best. Who's next? There you go. That's the real question.
That's the right move. Happy to be back. Thanks for inviting me and Matt on tonight, Russ. That was awfully kind of you.
I just couldn't find anyone else, let's be honest.
I tried to find a replacement for myself, but there were no takers. So I guess I'm here.
All right, that's Matt Price and our actual guest. Hi, Peter.
Hey.
Hey, Russ. Okay, so after that wonderful, rousing introductions, we have John Bosch, Matt Price, and Pa Howdy.
Before we get into the games, guys, I do want to mention that we do have kind of a promotion going on right now. If you're looking for a new league, whether it be a startup or even better, you want to take over an orphan, we do all highly recommend Safe Leagues. Commissioner over there is a pretty good one, Scott Fish. If you do go hunting for an orphan over there, go ahead and use the promo code DGN. You're going to get a little bit of a discount, and hopefully we'll get a little something too. So it's a great way to support us. So if you're looking for an orphan, safeleagues.com, great place to go find one to adopt, and use DGN when choosing your orphan. Thank you.
You're welcome. We have no idea what you'll get, but you'll get something, and you should be grateful for it.
Just
tagline. We have three games for everyone today. We have a name game, of course. We have a stolen game from my buddy John Hogue and the Superflex Super Show.
Tinderflex.
Hello, DLF family of podcaster. That's the word I couldn't think of. And then we have a trade game because I like to trade. And Peter, since you are the actual only guest here, why don't you pick a game you would like to do first?
Let's do the trade game, Russ.
Yay.
This is the first episode in how 50 that we have not done the name game first. This is a new thing, John.
Save it to the end.
Actually, we did the name game the one when it was me and just hosting without you guys there, and it was a train wreck. So maybe we should just start doing the name game first. But we're already, this is happening.
We're pros.
Sure. Okay. So the trade game, here's the way it's going to work. I'm going to give you a player. You are going to give me two players to equal the value of that one player. And of course, since this is a DLF family of podcasts, we will be using the DLF trade analyzer to get the values. The only caveat being, if I give you a rookie, you can one for one with a veteran, or if I give you a veteran, you could one for one with a rookie. John's nodding. Yes, I completely stole this from like three episodes ago when you did this.
We've done this. Yeah, it's a fun game. Like,
are we talking 2020 rookie or 2019?
No, because it's 2019.
Class. I was going to say, isn't every answer a 2021st at this point? Just anyone for a 2021st?
Nah, no picks.
Do I win?
2021st, you'd be way too far away because they're way too valuable.
That's true. Okay, but
the actual scoring for the game is, again, we'll have the DLF trade analyzer give us the value for that one player. It is the person who gets closest. It doesn't matter if you go over or under, just closest to the actual value is all that matters. These are Superflex PPR, by the way. Here we go. I say that because our first player is Lamar Jackson. So, Peter, why don't you give me either two players or a rookie that you think equals the value of Superflex Lamar Jackson?
I've already lost. Let me see. Lamar Jackson's a QB1 right now. He's got to be in ADP. There's too many players. There are just too many players. Let's try. I really should have looked stuff up to find out what the value of players were before coming on here.
That sounds
Let's try Juju Smith-Schuster, because I'm pretty sure on his value. Although people are crazy. And Dak Prescott just taking a swing here.
Next, John Bosch, your two players or rookie to equal Lamar Jackson.
I'll go Patrick Mahomes and Wayne Gallman.
One of these guys.
I was gonna.
Matt's gonna be one of those guys too.
It's gonna be It's gonna be real close.
I definitely thought about doing that, but not quite. I'm gonna say Alvin Kamara and Brandon Cooks.
Ooh, the zero QB trade offer, insta reject.
Not in a 12 team league.
Yeah, rejected. Promise.
Okay, so Peter came in with Juju Smith-Schuster and Dak Prescott. John came in with Patrick Mahomes, Wayne Gallman. Matt came in with Brandon Cooks, Alvin Kamara. Lamar Jackson has a point total of 881.6. In third place is Peter, scoring 1363.9, a difference of 482.3.
Nice.
Second place is Matt with a total of 1117.1, difference of 235.5. And cheater, cheater, pumpkin eater, John Bosch, 955.6, a difference of 74.
How much did Gallman pull on that?
9.8.
Yes.
1% of Patrick Mahomes.
So they have Mahomes as more valuable, huh?
Yes. Because
he must do.
He is still technically the QB1. Next on the board is running back extraordinaire Derrick Henry. And John, since you won that, why don't you go first?
Oh, man. All right. I will go with, I can do a 2019 rookie, 1-for-1.
Correct.
I'll go Josh Jacobs.
All right. And last time in second place was Matt. So, Matt, why don't you give us your players?
John took my guy. So, but I'm going to stay with a rookie too. I'm going to say DK Metcalf.
Ooh. I think they're about equal right now.
I mean, that's a deal I would make right now. So
I would take the Metcalf side.
No, that's what I mean. I want the
Metcalf side.
Peter,
not that this game is, you know, what make the trades that
real life. Yeah.
Not the goal.
Really looking forward to being owned again. I have to say, always psyched to be on this show. The show that quantifiably proves what I tell everyone, that I'm really not that smart.
We've always supported you in that, Peter.
I was going to say, that's why I really enjoyed being here more than anywhere else. AJ Brown's got to be fairly close, right? Rookie season.
So we're just jumping on this rookie train is what we're doing right now.
Yeah, I like the theme there with DK Metcalf.
No, to be fair, it makes my life a lot easier.
It wasn't an option in the last one. I mean, it was an option, but no rookie one-on-one.
Not in super flex for Lamar.
All right. Sorry. In third place with Josh Jacobs, John.
Oof.
Boom.
679, completely overshooting the Derrick Henry 411.9.
Wow. I would have thought Henry would have risen up by now.
I got these today, by the way, these point values. I didn't want to do it like the 3 weeks ago when I started putting this together because it then clearly would have changed by then. In second place, Peter with AJ Brown, 492.2, a difference of 80.3. And clearly first place, Matt with DK Metcalf, 388.9, a difference of 23. Next player up, our super flex game.
Always blame the shuffle, man.
Wait, who?
Daniel Jones. I could hear him over Peter's interrupting.
Matt won, so Matt can go first.
I'm going to do the 1-for-1 again. I'm going to say Miles Sanders.
All right. Second place was Peter. So, Peter, who you got?
You did say Superflex.
Yeah, correct. You only have to use two if you do the non-rookie, just to make sure I understand this this time.
Correct. If you use... Well, no, he's a rookie. Okay, hold on. Daniel Jones is a rookie, so you need to one-to-one him with a vet, so you can't use Miles Sanders.
Oh, wow.
These are your rules. Why didn't you step in?
Well, in that case, I'm going to say Miles Sanders and Jay Ajayi.
You're such an ass. Leaving that in.
I learned it from watching John.
I learned it from watching John.
Which came from you the first time we ever played this game, Matt.
You're to blame for me, John. Superflex to a rookie. Oh, shit. Chris Carson?
Okay.
I'm very close to the same penny, but I didn't understand if he was a vet or not. Chris Carson?
So you want to do Chris Carson for Daniel Jones?
Sure. Does that pass all the rules, or am I about to get owned again?
That works just fine for you, Pete.
Okay.
And now, John, who do you want?
Obviously, Dwayne Haskins. I'm just trying to think who to pair him with.
Do you guys enjoy killing fun? Is that what you do?
Yes, we enjoy winning.
Only when you host, Russ.
I can't use Wayne Gallman again, can I?
No. Let's see.
I need more than Wayne Gallman to get from Dwayne Haskins to Daniel
Jones. John, you're so good at having QBs that have no value. You should be able to figure this out pretty easily.
I should. I could probably throw Eli on there on top of it. Let's see. Dwayne Haskins.
Say, how much is Eli?
You know what? Let's go with one of Daniel Jones's receivers. Let's go with Golden Tate. Golden Tate and Dwayne Haskins.
Okay. Daniel Jones comes in at 285.9 points. And of course, we have cheaters winning the game again. But first, last place is John.
Oh, wow.
With Dwayne Haskins and Golden Tate. Dwayne Haskins worth 97.9 points.
Good Lord.
Right? And Golden Tate 50.7. So 148.6, a difference of 137.3.
Do we think Dwayne Haskins has any less job security than Daniel Jones right now?
I just think he was that bad to start his starting career that people just think he's complete trash and don't want a piece of him.
He also,
like Nico sent some offers.
But he also plays for Washington, and if you just avoid Washington, you'll probably do okay in fantasy football in general.
Hey, Ron Rivera's turning that around. He got rid of those ping pong tables.
That sounds like a quarterback I'm going to have to go make some offers on.
All right, we had a real neck and neck right here, but in second place is Peter with Chris Carson coming in at 272.4, a difference of 13.5.
Wow.
Pretty good.
Yeah, Matt good. Coming in with Super Cheater because Jay Ajayi is worth zero. And Miles Sanders is worth
I don't think it should count if he doesn't have an NFL team right now. like, can I just throw that out there?
I'm going to put Icky Woods in my next offer.
Can I just throw that?
He has a carries in 2019. He
can
has
we do
carries.
Anyone not in the NFL? Like, my if son
in the trade,
and...
in the trade analyzer, you could use him.
I will trade Peter.
Yeah, there you go. Solid minus 2 points for you right there.
I was trying to figure out how to come down from Kyler, but I couldn't think of anybody that had a negative value. Maybe Nelson Aguilar. He might have given you a negative value.
Next player on the board. Another rookie, because I did not put these in a very good order. N'Keal Harry.
Oh.
Matt won that one again. So, Matt, you go first.
Jeez.
This game's just designed.
He is just like, I have no idea where his value is at right now, to be honest with you.
A little bit the point.
How about Philip Lindsay?
All right, second place was Peter. Do you know who you would like to put up for?
And I can just choose one vet, right?
You can choose one vet or two of them if you want.
One's to. Remarkably easier, I think, with. I'm fairly certain of Harry's value.
You're fairly certain of Harry's value?
He is Mr. Wow. N'Keal Harry.
He is someone I check up
well,
on.
He's not.
Yeah, I'm going to go with everyone's favorite trade target, Jarvis Landry. Because we were just talking about him on the Open Bar Pod. And I think you could get him. That. Which is
I thought about that, yeah.
All right.
I'll go with Marlon Mack.
I think John's last.
Because you love Marlon Mack and you think he's worth more than N'Keal Harry?
Maybe I'm wrong, but I think he is probably more valuable than N'Keal Harry.
Gross. I'll take N'Keal Harry all day over Marlon Mack.
Depends on roster construction.
Wow, another one that came down to the bullet. But yes, Matt was correct. John's in last place again. N'Keal Harry.
I think Matt has influence over this. The non-DLF person is doing terrible with this game.
Third place was John Marlon Mack coming in at 194.5, a difference of 47. And in second place was Matt with Philip Lindsay, 173.6, a difference of 26.10. And winning this round was Peter Jarvis Landry, 170.6.
Yay, Peter.
We let Peter win it.
How many of these do we have, Russ?
Three more.
All right, so right now we're at 2-1-1.
John has one, Matt has two, Peter has one. Rock and roll.
I think you've done a great job.
Non-rookies. We have Austin Eckler.
Oh, God.
He was someone.
I feel okay about this one.
My only evaluation of Austin Eckler has been from my cold, dead hands, and not even I know what that translates to in rookie value, so I don't know. The upside's just great. Sorry, carry on.
Peter won that round, so Peter, you get to go first.
Oh, I'm trying to remember what you said AJ Brown's value was.
Can't use them anyway.
This one for one. This one for, oh, I can't.
No, can't use the player.
I could use, we've already used.
I could use Metcalf. I didn't use
Metcalf. I used Metcalf. Yeah.
His value's already been.
His value, you can't use him. Why are you guys cheaters?
We can burn up other players' value. Awesome.
Yes. So put together 10 players.
I said two. Jay Ajayi.
I would definitely trade you 10 Jay Ajayis for Austin Eckler.
That would still not equal because, oh, yeah, Jay Ajayi is zero.
All right, what do you got, Peter?
Everyone, I thought I can only think of names you guys have already mentioned. we didn't say Nelson Agholor, did we?
We did not.
Nelson Agholor for my zero using the John Bosch technique. And I can go Melvin Gordon just, you know, to completely cut this.
Wow. Okay. Second place was.
I'm going to say they're pretty close.
I think so. I don't think you're far off, depending on Nelson Agholor. I'm gonna go 1-1 with a rookie. I'm gonna say Deebo Samuel.
Okay, John.
I was considering 1-1 with a rookie and a rookie wide receiver, but Matt went Deebo, which means Debo's probably closer, which means I need to go higher because Matt knows the scores. I'm pretty sure.
I do not know the scores.
He has them memorized.
100% knows the scores.
Yeah. Can we start doing picks again? By the way, because I definitely don't have DL of analyzer.
I'm gonna. You know what? I'll go AJ Green and Riley Ridley.
Wow.
John really does hate fun.
No, he.
Wow. Okay. John win that?
He's a thief of joy.
No, I'm way off.
Wow. That is the saddest thing I've ever seen.
Riley Ridley has value?
No. That's
it actually gave the negative.
Oh, wow.
Oh my God! What is AJ Green down to?
Let's just 76.5.
He was in the ninth round of these last round of startups. I'll just say that. Like I got him. I think I got like 909 or something ridiculous.
Wow!
Which is just nonsense. So John lost nonsense.
I have to go right now. I got some trade offers to send.
Yeah, I would be. He's like. I think pretty sure he's my number one trade target right now.
Wow. When did this podcast become like the most informative podcast I've ever listened to? Wow.
People do get stuff. They do get stuff when we play the trade game. I have been told that this is one of the games that we play where people get actual information occasionally.
Oh, gross. I'm sorry, everybody. I didn't realize
it's weird. Sorry about that.
Unintentional, I promise.
Sorry we slipped in actionable information.
Apologies.
We'll get to the name game soon. Don't worry.
I'm so sorry.
Austin Eckler comes in at 265.8 points. And like I said, John lost because 76.5 for AJ Green. And in case we haven't noticed, zero for Riley Ridley. In second place is Matt again. Debo coming in at 304, a difference of 38.2, which means Peter wins because, yes, Nelson Agholor is worth zero. And Melvin Gordon is 288.2, a difference of 22.4.
Wow. I should have gone with my Peter other rookie receiver. Damn it.
If Peter or Matt win this player, then we are done with the trade game. Next player, David Johnson. Peter, since you won, you get to go first.
Yeah, of course I do.
Can I use AJ
Stop
Green
being so gosh darn good, and you won't have to go first anymore.
All right. It's an unusual situation for me. I drafted him first in the Scott Fishbowl. Is everyone very well aware I made that mistake? Raheem Mostert. Because that's a name you haven't said yet. And I heard someone hyping him the other day to at least second round value. And Darius Slayton, man, I really want to know what that rookie value is. That's what I'm shooting for. I'm looking for information from this answer.
All right. Second place was Matt. So, Matt, who would you offer up for David Johnson?
I'm going to say T.Y. Hilton and Chris Thompson.
T.Y. Hilton was the receiver range I was trying to think of. Let's see. Man. I really want to go AJ Green again so badly. Oh man.
See, I think you're looking at 2 second round picks. That's what I was shooting for.
Yeah, I agree, which means if I can get AJ Green with somebody else, I think that's
That don't matter.
Let's go with God, nobody feels right. Let's go Emmanuel Sanders, and who else can I put that's maybe a little bit better than Emmanuel Sanders? Robbie Anderson.
Gross.
Have you tried to move David Johnson?
I have not. And I will not. I will not.
It is gross, Matt.
I will not try. There's no, I don't see any reason to do so.
There is zero reason.
Somebody was going to give me a first, I'd probably do it, but it's not
happening. Nobody's given that.
No, I'm aware, and I'm not going to sell him for a second.
All right, we have a winner of the game. David Johnson comes in at 194.6. Third place of this one was Peter. Raheem Mostert and Darius Slayton come in at 256.7.
Okay.
Really? That's actually not that far. That's not far, but good Lord.
Good Lord.
I bet you Darius Slayton alone is probably worth, I bet people would take
Darius Slayton was worth 154.6. So yeah, you would have come in second place playing that one. Matt wins with T.Y. Hilton coming in at 181.9. And of course, Chris Thompson equaling zero. Because we hate fun on this show. A difference of 12.7.
We probably need to add some rules to this game.
What was okay. my? Was well, I even close, Ross?
You didn't even say John's score, so I just assume it was bad.
No, it was better than Peter's.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just sitting here getting sideways.
Well, in second place was John with a total of 149.10. In case you were curious, Manny Sanders 56, Robbie Anderson 93.1.
Robbie Anderson is more valuable than AJ Green. Pass. Give me AJ.
And Robbie Anderson's a free agent, man. He's going to go anywhere and be awesome.
And we know that wide receivers in their first year with a new team always do awesome. Always.
I was trying to hit two AJ Greens with Emmanuel Sanders and Robbie Anderson. I think I came close.
Doesn't that mean? Doesn't that mean Raheem
is actually very close to two AJ Greens?
Yeah.
Raheem Mostert is worth more than AJ Green.
Yes.
There's some issues.
There's some exploitation to do.
Congratulations, Matt, on winning the trade game. And since you won the trade game, you get to pick our next game, name game or Tinder Flex.
I'm gonna say dealer's choice, Russ. You knock it out. You pick.
Okay. Well, we're gonna save the best for last, which means clearly name game. So we are going to do Tinder Flex.
You gotta say now, it in the right voice, Russ.
I don't know what the right voice is for that.
Hogue changes his voice when he says it. I know.
Oh, I do not have Hogue's voice. I know. I would not do his voice the disservice of me trying to imitate him.
All right, fine.
I like your voice, Russ.
And now, Tinder Flex.
That's closer.
Super Flex Super Show. No, I'm leaving that in. Nice. Okay, so the way this game works is, see, I don't know this because I've been married forever, but apparently there's this app called Tinder where you get to meet lovely individuals in your area that are just looking for soul connections. And the way this app works, you see a picture of someone, you read a couple of little biography about them. If you dislike them, you swipe left. If you like them, you swipe right. And since this is a game, we also have the opportunity to pass, even though there's no passing in Tinder. But I wouldn't know because I've never used it. So the way this works, there are a total of 12 players. So each of you are going to be able to get 4 players. I'm going to read one clue to a player. We'll go in order. Just want you get to swipe left, swipe right, which means you get that person, or pass, and it goes to the next person to swipe left, swipe right, or pass. Now, if there are 3 clues per player, if it gets to that last clue and everyone passes, it gets automatically stuck to the first person to pass on it. The goal of this game is to get the highest trade value of your team.
Got it.
Does everyone come close to understanding this?
I'll go third.
Sounds like a plan. Okay. Well, since Matt won last game, Matt gets to go first. Here we go. First player. This player was drafted 4th at his position in the NFL. So you could either, if you swipe left, you're completely out on this player. If you swipe right, he's yours.
But he comes back to me if these two also pass.
on all three clues.
I see what's going on.
Right. So, okay. So, wait, so I pass now, then it goes to somebody else, but I'll get a second clue at some point?
Correct. No? John gets to go say if he will pass, swipe left, or swipe right.
But does John get the extra clue?
No. The second clue comes when it gets back to you.
Okay, then I'm going to pass.
I also pass. John.
Peter.
That's the only clue we get that he was drafted for.
We'll get more if you pass.
If you pass, then I'll read another clue that goes to Matt.
Do we have like I don't know who was drafted.
Just say pass.
Everyone who I can think of who's drafted fourth has actually got a pretty good trade value though.
But it's not enough. Just we don't know what year, Peter. It could be.
Well, if it's 2001, I'm screwed. Okay. All right, pass.
Pass, all right. Pass. This player finished follow the wisdom 2018. In 2018, this player finished weeks 12 through 16 as the wide receiver 11. Drafted fourth at their position. Well, I guess I could say the fourth wide receiver drafted. Finished weeks 12 through 16 of 2018 as the wide receiver 11.
That's super specific.
This feels like a trap, but I'm going to swipe right.
You're going to swipe right? All right. You are the proud owner of Dante Pettis.
I do love Dante Pettis, so that's fine. I'm fine with it.
Match made in heaven.
Dante Pettis has a trade value of 45.4. All right. So next player, since Peter's still a little scared, well, this player will go to John first. This player scored the sixth most fantasy points at his position over the past 3 years.
We aren't playing with kickers, right?
No, we are not playing with kickers.
Okay. Let's see. Sixth most over the last 3 years. That could be an old guy. That could be a trap. I'm going to pass.
Peter, swipe left, swipe right, or pass?
Pass.
Matthew?
Yeah, I'll pass.
Okay. In those 3 years, this player has scored 6 rushing touchdowns and 14 receiving touchdowns.
I'll take them.
All right, you're going to swipe right, and you are set up with the...
Oh, I thought you were going to let me guess who I might have swiped on.
Do you have an idea? Go ahead.
I was going to guess a Kansas City Chief.
You would not be guessing correctly.
Oh, all right.
You are the proud setup E of James White.
Ugh.
Mm.
See, I was trying to be clever and put a lot. The last one was averaged 8.4 yards per reception, trying to set up like you get you guys thinking it was a receiver, but it was not.
I was going to guess Eckler, so maybe not too far off.
James White comes in at a trade value of 146.5.
Two AJ Greens for anybody that's keeping track.
Yeah, that's. I think that's just how we're going to do this from now on. Yeah.
How many AJ Greens does it take?
This player missed 9 of his 47 games in the NFL. Peter, swipe left, swipe right, or pass?
Swipe. I'm enjoying passing, so that kind of swipe.
So pass. Yes. So not swiping at all.
Yes.
Matt.
I will pass.
John?
I bet this is a good one because this is how Russ would be, but I'll pass.
Okay.
He makes this you think, player, oh, this person's going to be hurt forever.
See, the question is, am I purposely making you think it's a trap? Yes, or I know. Is it a trap?
I know. That's or you, yeah. I'm aware. Yeah.
This player got their starting job due to the starter above him's holdout.
Is. No. Back to you, Peter.
I can't remember the other clues, damn it.
Missed 9 of his 47 NFL games and got his starting job due to a starter holdout.
I'm going to have to pass. Can you finish this game with 0 points? Because that would be awesome.
No, you're going to get, if everyone else finishes their team, you're just going to get the players. I mean, it's just sort of the way it's going to have to go. So, right. Matt, you're up.
I do have an idea of who this is, and if I'm right, I don't want him. So I'm going to swipe left.
All right, Matt is out of the game. John?
I don't really want this player either. Do I have other options?
You could swipe left and be out and give him to Peter.
Yeah, Peter, you can have him.
Okay.
Do you guys have an idea of who you just swiped left on?
Is it James Conner? Connor. Wow. Nice work, John.
Yeah.
Virtual high five.
Except for the fact that James Conner comes in at a trade value of 387.9.
Shut your mouth.
Or as we would like to say, five
AJ Greens.
five AJ Greens.
How is he stealing? Oh my God. That's incredible.
Oh.
All right, you guys, if you've taken anything from the show, sell James Conner, buy AJ Green.
Wow.
Jesus.
Wow.
I really apologize, I guess, how much we're learning right now, everyone.
That's crazy town. I never would have. I thought he would be in like the mid hundreds.
Same. I was like, I don't want another James White value. God.
Okay, back to Matt. This player had the most rushing touchdowns at his position over the past 3 years.
I'm gonna swipe right.
That could be a tight end.
I'm gonna swipe. I don't care. I'm doing it. I'm swiping right. Love it first sight.
Do you want to do it? Venture a guess at who you just got?
No, I have no idea.
All right, seeing as how there's no way it's a running back.
Eric Ebron. Doesn't he have like two rushing touchdowns?
Josh Allen,
not a bad one.
Is this a super flex valuation?
This is not, because then quarterbacks would just be way too valuable. That's Josh crazy. Allen comes in at 158.4.
Three AJ Green.
Not as valuable as
two and a half AJ Green.
Yeah, a little over two AJ Green.
I'm enjoying this metric.
It's the best.
Be the title of the episode or something for sure.
How many AJ Greens?
X number of AJ Greens. All right, Josh Allen and Dante Pettis. We're building a contender here, you guys.
And you are two AJ Greens away from Peter.
How many players do we get a roster here?
Four.
Oof, we need to pick this bad boy up.
Yep.
Okay, next player. This player finished top 12 at their position in 2019 points per game.
Is it on me?
Yes. Sorry.
I'm passing on this because you said points per game without giving a minimum number of games played.
Because that's a smart move. No,
Peter, it's up to you.
I think he
Ryan can. Fitzpatrick. He was really no.
I think an Antonio Brown points per game is really high.
Probably
because he played one and did well. I tweeted that out the other day. That's why.
So pass or take?
Or just get out.
I'll pass.
Pass.
This player averaged 4.3 yards per carry last year.
It's a wide receiver.
This past year.
It's got to be a wide receiver.
Yeah, it's a wide receiver.
The theme.
You can't trick us, Russ.
I'm still going to pass. Watch, Peter? This is going to be such a good player.
It really is, isn't it?
You should take him, Peter.
Screw you, Joe. And keep passing.
Matt?
So if on this last round, Peter and John also pass, does that mean I get him by default?
Correct.
Well, I like that.
Then I'm going to take him right now. Swipe right.
All right. Well, you're the now proud owner of Smart Ryan move. Tannehill.
Hey.
Tannehill is worth 43.9.
Perfect.
Matt is building up that QB.
Josh run. Allen and single Ryan quarterback. Tannehill. Man, that is a... I'm a fan of that combination in Super Bowl.
Hey, that's a playoff roster right now, man.
I'm telling you.
Spending assets elsewhere, I like it.
Gotta get all right, this next
Are there
player.
Any good players in this game, Russ? Just curious.
No, Russ.
You're going to have Ryan Tannehill truthers coming at you, Matt. Get ready.
I'm ready.
This player was drafted in the fifth round of the NFL draft.
Oh, good. Who's first?
What's on second?
I think Peter's first.
Well, we'll say Peter goes first because I don't remember anymore.
I think it's Peter.
Yeah, I think it's yes. Me. That makes sense. Fifth round. See, that's a bad thing, which makes me think it's a good player.
Or did he make you think that it's a good player because he's fifth round?
Don't inception me, okay?
Just take him, move the game along. Even
yeah, sure, I'll take him.
It's gonna be like Tyreek Hill or Stephon Diggs. Watch.
It is absolutely Tyreek Hill.
I knew it. I was going to
swipe whichever direction is taking him. I swipe that way.
Swipe that.
So Peter just picked up another 820.2 points.
Jesus.
So yes,
give him the game.
Get wrecked. Nothing like a little look.
All right. This player was a first round NFL draft pick.
Pass.
Matt.
I'll pass.
Pass.
I don't need a third quarterback.
What was that, Peter?
Yeah, I'll just pass.
Okay. This player scored 6 touchdowns, both 2018 and 2019.
I'm going to swipe left. I'm dropping out.
Okay, Matt's out.
Is it me?
John.
I'm just going to get out. If you want to know my answer in advance.
I'm trying to think how many. I need to ask Dan Myler a question real fast. I'm going to take this player.
All right. You just swiped right on Sony Michel.
Oh,
he's probably Sony Michel. Like four AJ Greens. I mean, come on.
No, he's like half an AJ.
He's
Green.
Almost three. Almost 201.1.
I wasn't sure how many touchdowns Calvin Ridley had. Feels like he had 8 or 9 maybe in his first year.
After being drafted in the second round, this player only caught 14 receptions his rookie year.
Oh, God, I want to look that up so badly.
Is this me?
Yes. No. Yes.
Pass.
Sure. Peter.
I think he had more.
Oh, the glass tapping.
I'll pass. Sorry. I'll pass.
All right, Matt.
Pass.
This player finished 15th in PPR points per game in his position in 2019.
What did he finish?
15th in PPR points per game at his position.
In 2019?
I'm almost positive I know who that is.
I'm going to pass.
15th?
15th.
14 receptions his rookie year.
So like Leonard Fournette kind of numbers.
Yeah, right. I'm gonna take him.
All right.
Swipe.
Do you have any idea who you just swiped right on?
For a second there, I thought it was Cortland Sutton. Then I realized I was wrong. I think it might be Josh Jacobs.
I'm going to say Devontae Parker.
DJ Chark.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good pick. That's got to win you the game, Peter.
Probably.
No, I'm just disappointed.
Is he three AJ Greens?
No, he's like eight AJ Greens.
He is six AJ Greens.
Six AJ Greens.
466.3.
Wowza. Good Lord. Austin Eckler was a mid first. That puts DJ Chark like at the 101 value.
That's crazy.
Which is wrong because I did a poll yesterday of DJ Chark or the 105, and the 105 is destroying.
Yeah, I would say that's accurate. Good Lord. All right, move on.
Okay, so that eliminates Matt from this game. So that will speed things up a little bit.
I never was good at dating, so that's fine.
Okay, next player. Peter goes first. This player finished 10th at his position in fantasy points in 2019.
Is this the last player?
This would be your last player.
If I took him, but you've got more, right? Okay.
Correct.
Yeah, I'll just take him.
Okay, well, you just took Tyler Higbee, who comes in at a little less than an AJ Green, 64.6.
Right.
So seeing as how you just finished, and
I get the rest.
There's three players on the board. Not really sure how to handle this one.
I get them all.
I was just trying to wrap it up.
I mean, that's the only solution, right?
No, I don't get them all. I got to pick one of them.
Okay, I will read the three clues for everyone.
Sure.
Okay, I'll read the three clues. At the end of it, you swipe left, right, or I guess that's
it. He gets all three clues for all three? Dang.
Just give me the first clue. Give me the first clue for each one, and I'll tell you which one I want.
Okay.
Although your first clue is typically deceptive, but whatever.
That's kind of the point. Yeah. First player has a 57% catch rate over the past 3 years. Player two was drafted in the first round of the NFL and rookie drafts. And player three had the 10th most targets and 6th most receptions over the past 3 years.
I'll take player three.
Do you have any idea who it is?
Nope.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's a lot less fun now, but you just got Christian McCaffrey.
Nice.
Who comes in at just way too many AJ Greens.
A million.
Like eight at least.
All the AJ Greens.
Nine, probably nine.
13-ish? Literally every single person.
13?
He is 976.5. It's 12. I mean, there's carryover.
That seems right.
Okay, so 57% catch rate over the past 3 years or drafted in the first round of the NFL and rookie draft?
Oh, I got to take another player still?
Yeah, that was only three. You get one more.
I'll go with the catch rate guy.
Which was Mike Evans.
Perfect.
Which comes in at almost exactly 10 AJ Greens and actually gives John the win for the game.
Nice. Wow.
That means John wins this episode.
No.
Yeah, that teaches me for trying to speed it up.
That doesn't win me the episode.
Yeah.
It does because the name game is next.
Well, that can go. Matt, we have seen you do very well in the name game. Let's get to that name game, Russ.
All right. The name game. Real quick, just in case you don't know how it goes, I'm going to give you a clue from our category, which this week, or show, whatever you want to call it, poorly described Disney movies. So I'm going to poorly describe a Disney movie and give you the division and position of an NFL player. And you have to meld those two names together. If I give the movie description first, the movie title comes first. If I give the player name, division, whatever, first, the player's name comes first. You shout your name as your buzzer to call in without any hints, 3 points, one hint, 2 points, two hints, 1 point. You don't get it after all of that. I just hate you all. First clue. Man's wife is murdered and son left disabled. Later on, his son is kidnapped and he enlists the help of a woman with a mental disability to rescue him and an NFC North wide receiver.
I got no clue on this movie.
No, neither. I love badly described Disney movies too.
All right, this might be a bit of a hint. It's Disney / Pixar.
Oh, I got it, I think. Yes, I know what it is. I don't know the player, but I know what it is. And you use the movie to figure out the player somehow, right?
The name of the movie melds into the name of the player, who is an NFC North wide receiver.
I know the movie. Shit.
I don't know the movie.
No idea on the movie.
Well, that was the easy part.
Say the movie again. Can I get the description again?
A man's wife is murdered and son left disabled. Later on, his son is kidnapped and the man enlists the help of a woman with a mental disability to help rescue him.
How does it meld? Does it have to sound the same or be the same?
Goes into it, Peter. It mixes together. Just tell us the movie here, and I'll show you how, Peter.
I'll give you a
Nemo.
One, okay?
Finding Nemo is a movie.
Oh my gosh, very good. John.
Go ahead.
Finding Nemo Libisi Johnson.
Okay, what? Yes, but I'm giving you 2 points because that's pretty much...
What?
Yeah, I agree.
How is that melding?
It's O and O.
Nemo Libisi?
Mo and then the
Libisi?
Libisi starts with an O and Nemo ends with an O. Why is this hard?
That is description of Finding Nemo. I love it. All right, now I see what you're doing, Russ. I like it. That's a good description.
Next clue. An orphan with a facial deformity acts like a clown to get his mother freed from prison and an NFC North running back.
These are probably actual. These are the way plots of Disney movies should totally be done. What was it again?
What was the division?
Orphan with a facial deformity acts like a clown to get his mother freed from prison and NFC North running back.
Orphan describes every single Disney character.
I know, right?
I mean, like, parents that's just not, if somebody Disney doesn't movie. Die within 5 minutes. Not a Disney movie. If a parent doesn't die,
acts like a clown. I'm not sure what that's a.
The facial deformity. Russ was just scrolling through Disney Plus, making this category.
Right.
Russ made this so forever. Russ made this forever ago. He made it the day Disney Plus hit. Oh man, I'm ready for the movie clue whenever.
Oh, by the way, they're all mainstream movies. I didn't, figured enough. You guys good with the movie clue?
Yeah, let's go with that.
Elephants.
Oh. Okay, now onto the mill, which seems to be impossible for me. I don't know why. Rhyming isn't my thing, I guess.
Can you say the division one more time? Sorry.
NFC North running back.
Matt. Mm-hmm. Dumbo Scarlet. Scarborough, sorry. Dumbo Scarborough.
Yes. I was about to say.
So you're also taking like third or fourth running backs. I don't know the depth charts.
Bo Scarborough was a hot
pick this year. No, I should have known that name. That's just an excuse. I'm tilting. I get the movie.
All right, next clue.
Something.
Rebellious teen signs a contract, then gets upset when things don't go her way, kills the proprietor of the contract to get out of it, and an NFC East running back.
My God.
I think I know the movie this time.
Signs a contract?
As a kid, this bothered me.
Wow. I'm not even trying on the meld, by the way, but I think I'm...
This is the clue that made me want to do this category, by the way.
Is it NFC North? You said again?
NFC East running back.
Matt.
Go for
little,
it.
The Little Mermaidry and Peterson.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's one. I don't get these rhymes, man.
That's good.
At the end of the movie, Triton tries to shoot Ursula with his fork laser, and it doesn't work because the contract is ironclad, so she just kills her. Next clue. Girl abandons dying village to travel with delusional homunculus because the village crazy lady told her to. And an NFC East wide receiver.
Matt. What's a homunculus? Moana Mari Cooper.
Yep.
That I think Moana's pretty underrated. I really like that movie, especially on Disney Plus when it's in 4K.
It's not underrated. Everybody likes it.
It's so great. The music is great.
Okay, so the best that could happen is if John gets these two without any hints, he can tie Matt. Otherwise, Matt wins this game and the night.
Sweet.
Next clue.
I'm just going to sit here and cry.
Orphan kidnapped.
Fine. I can't so just sit here and cry.
Orphan, go on.
An orphan kidnaps siblings and tries to get them to abandon their family and have the girl be his mother, an AFC North quarterback.
John.
Okay.
Peter Pandy Dalton?
Yes, it is.
Nice.
Now Russ is getting nervous.
And the thing is, I put the easy one last.
Is this the last one?
AFC West. This is the last one, yeah. AFC West tight end. And acid trip set to classical music.
Oh my God. I know the movie, but I'm blanking on the tight end.
What's the
AFC West?
Yeah, what's the movie, Matt?
I'm not telling.
Don't do this to me.
Hold on.
Maybe I don't know the movie.
What was it? AFC West tight end and something about an acid trip with classical music?
An acid trip set to classical music.
I'm not giving that any more movie.
No, don't do this to me.
Noah Fantasia.
Yep.
Damn it. I didn't know the movie.
Okay, so we're going to go back to the trade game because we finished one player early on that anyway. The player you need to match close next to is Travis Kelce. Since Matt won the first game, Matt can go first.
No zero players, guys. Play fair.
Should we institute the 10% rule here? That's sure. Probably a good idea.
Just don't be a dick. Just answer two players out of that.
No, that's not how it works with me and Matt.
Yeah, we thrive on being dicks to each other. Are these going to be super flex values or no?
Yes, same as before.
I think you got to go with the 10% rule, Russ. Let's institute it.
Okay,
you're with it. If you use if you play a player within 10% of Travis Kelce, you are out.
If you pick a player within one AJ Green of the player,
okay, perfect. That's actually really hard. 70 points away is a lot.
I'm totally blanking on this. I don't know why all of a sudden. Okay, Kelce.
This is just regular settings, right?
I need one rookie or two vets.
12 team regular settings.
I think 12 already, team, no premium.
I feel like we already used all the rookies. So I'm going to go Darren Waller and let's do two tight ends. I'll do Darren Waller and I'll do
Mark. Who's going to do two tight ends?
And I'll do Darren Waller and Mark Andrews because this is a two tight end league. Darren Waller and Mark Andrews.
Mark Andrews is who I was going to go with because he felt like he might be about an AJ Green away.
I was going to say, you're not worried about your AJ Green role here, guys?
I think Mark Andrews is going to be right on the on the rim.
I mean, for me, he is. I would move Kelce straight up for Andrews right now, but I don't think he is in the market.
But I think he's just about an AJ Green away. I think Darren Waller is probably close to. I think you're over.
It's possible.
God damn, I was going to use Mark Andrews. All right, hold on. Let me think now. So now I got to regroup.
I think you're right. You should probably be able to get this pretty easy.
I'm going Austin Hooper plus somebody. So
that's
the same as
Darren Waller.
I told you I was going to go two tight ends also.
Waller was nowhere near an AJ Green away. Let's just put it that way.
Waller's got to be worth way more. Let's see. If I go Austin Hooper, what do I have to add to get up to that? God, I don't even know who would come in at being about AJ Green's worth of players. That's tough.
Kelce is tough to do a two for one. I don't know why, but it feels really tough. That's fine.
I will go, oh man, this is challenging. This sucks.
It's extra hard because it's for the win.
Yeah, it is. No pressure at all. So Austin Hooper and who would get me to Travis Kelce from Austin to Hooper? Man. How about Marvin Jones? Marvin Jones and Austin Hooper.
That's not enough.
I'm just trying to be close.
I might win. I think I won then.
Oh, you crushed at this point, Matt.
My God, Kelce's worth both those tight ends? That's insane.
Travis Kelce is tight end worth 535.
535.
Mark Andrews is worth 270.
That's crap.
And Darren Waller is worth 170. So he's got 440. And then Austin Hooper is worth 218. And Marvin Jones is worth 44.
Yeah.
Yeah. Marvin Jones was a bad. You were on the right track, I think. But
I mean, Andrews is who I wanted to choose. That tossed me out right there.
But that's not what lost you. The Marvin Jones pick is the one that lost it for you.
Correct. Because it was a lot easier to get from freaking Mark Andrews. damn it. Oh, well.
Good game, y'all.
That was a good game.
Okay, everybody. Matt is our winner. Thank you for listening to another rousing, amazing, wonderful, beautiful episode of Dynasty Game Night. Matt, since you win, you're the first person to get to say goodbye.
Hey, guys. See you later.
Wow. Say goodbye to everybody.
I had 2 second places, and I gave up the one game for speed, and then you guys prolonged it. Like, I think I'm calling a technical win here. But yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on. Sorry for prolonging it so much by not knowing the rules of the game or being very good at playing.
Whatever makes you feel better.
See you guys. John, you just... Okay. Yeah, John is the winner. No, wait, he's also the loser. Sorry.
Not one.
But I really appreciate it, guys. Had a lot of fun. And thanks again.
All right. You can follow Peter at PA Howdy on Twitter and listen to his also DLF family of podcast, the Dynasty Crossroads.
Thank you.
Say goodbye.
Is it really a crossroads right now? It's really just like a street, right?
Dude, that's
it's a one way. Cool. It's a one way street.
Too soon. Too soon.
Wow. Seriously, guys. Fuck.
Hey, that Jack Anderson, we will all remember him fondly.
Freaking we love Jack. Jake.
Oh, Jake. I'm sorry.
Jack.
John, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.